Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Inevitable Desire. This file will simply conquer you, roll right over you, bury you underneath a mountain of arousal. Of course, it's in the title, in the concept, in the simple, inevitable meaning of what is going to happen to you. What's interesting is that most of the time, words like this are undeniable, unavoidable. They simply exist like a force of nature. What is interesting as well is that you can see it in the distance, feel it happening to you. Maybe you can even hear the little sounds that your body makes as it edges closer. It's a slow process, not because it couldn't happen any faster, but to make sure that you truly feel that there's no escape. And I wonder in which part of your body the sensations will begin first. From which direction will you be slowly, completely surrounded by pleasure? Which nerves are beginning to tingle as you curiously care about what's happening there, how those sensations are growing, spreading, flowing, and getting to be more and more intense? Taking over your mind. Imminent and complete. Every moment in your thoughts, every little sensation you have will echo and intensify the more aware you become of the desire growing in your body. As slow as ice, glaciers gliding over your mind, moving from one to the other side. And that slow pressure, that increasing pleasure, will form an inevitable desire in your mind and body. I find it fascinating to know how each and every part of your body will participate in this growing need. Slow almost like a seed having been planted in your mind long ago, growing, roots pushing aside the soil and finding each and every crevice of your thoughts. And then growing, flowing, stowing away the rest of your mind as the desire you find in each and every cell to grow, flourish, slow and steady, even if you aren't ready, it will. Gently, yet inevitably, cover your whole body with a deep desire. And your mind may find itself powerless, only observing how the sensation spread. Yet the real challenge is attempting to regain any kind of awareness after this pressure, this pleasure reaches the center of your body. Once it arrives in the center, there's reactions there that cannot be contained anymore. Once the inevitable desire reaches the very center of your being, the very middle of your arousal, of your sensual craving. Once it reaches there, it is already over. No matter where it started, it's the center when it overwhelms your mind. It could be a slow, almost careful, yet overwhelming sensation. Maybe you're aware of how much desire you can contain. Perhaps you even noticed how incredibly powerful the pressure and the pleasure are becoming. And yet, this is only the beginning. The imminent instigation of lust, craving, need, the undeniable desire everywhere in your body, growing and growing into an unavoidable wave. The effect is inevitable, and yet it's not like there's much left of your mind to even notice? Can you feel how it's taking you over? How the slow, steady pressure of pleasure goes through your whole existence? It's as if your mind is becoming no more than a channel, conduit, the simple thread through which pleasure is woven. Desire is building up in a slow, steady pace that allows you to feel how inevitable it is. Even as you become more aware of the imminent intensity, the effect, the intense pleasure on top of the pressure is unavoidable. It happens so slow and smooth that it is difficult to determine when it was too late. And yet part of you knows that as soon as you began, it was already over. The first tingle signaled the end. And now is your left only to suffer the ever-deepening pressure of pleasure pushed against your mind. The inevitable desire will continue to grow. And I know that there so much more that could be done to you. I wonder what would happen with a single snap. Would it make you aware of how intense the pleasure has become? Would it allow you to notice how far it has already conquered your body? Would it let you know how helpless you are to its effect? It's just a snap after all. It will allow you to become aware and go even deeper. That's right. All you can do is feel, experience the inevitable desire pushing through your body, the pleasurable pressure permeating every cell, and the parts of your body that are already extra sensitive can feel a never-ending stimulation teasing your mind into blissful insanity and surrender to the sensual sensations. as the effect continues to grow with a slow, steady, deeply affecting, wonderful pull and need that they bring. As every cell becomes aware of how good it can feel, how the stimulation all over your body is a pressure and a pleasure and a precious experience that just brings you deeper. And there is a word that you still haven't heard, one that would let the last part cover your mind and body. As your bucket is slowly being filled, building up in desire and need to fill you with even more need. All it takes right now is just one more drop. And the inevitable effects of the imminent intensity, the undeniable, wonderful, teasing pleasure, the unavoidable pressure pushing its way through you, the constant stimulation of every cell, every piece of your skin, every part of your mind. As if an unseen force is simply playing with your mind and whatever else it can find. Now, of course, this stimulation might become too much. The slow pace is only to show you how much bigger this mountain can become. It will become too much. And then you'll simply have to suffer through the pleasure as the pressure continues everywhere. This senseless stimulation allows your mind to just inevitable nature of the desire will continue to tempt you and press on. Even if my voice doesn't follow, and you will eventually awaken, you'll find that this will build up even more. As you were made aware at the very start of this, the inevitable desire will happen and grow even more. And remember, the almost constant confusing stimulation of your senses and sensitive spots can continue to tease and tempt you into oblivion. Enjoy.